50 years of toughness, power, and glory. That's the Vikings franchise. The stars of yesteryear are forever ingrained into the memories of Vikings fans. It's now time to pay homage to one of the greatest players of our time as he is inducted into the Vikings Ring of Honor. Matt Blair was one of six children, and with his father serving in the Air Force, he moved around quite a bit. He finished high school in Dayton, Ohio, before walking on at Northeastern Oklahoma Junior College, where they won a national junior college football championship.
Well, you know, it goes back to where you're in high school, and your high school coach, Jimmy B, says, okay, here's what you need to do if you're going to be an athlete, if you're going to be a football player, and work at these things. And the one thing he did tell me that I guess to this day was probably helped me is that he told me, you athletes, as he talks to us, he says, you know, the smoking, the drinking, you know, the drugs, don't do that. And so that was one thing that I put in my mind. And as I went on and I went to junior college where I had to try out to make the team to get this scholarship, I just worked at it.
Paving his path to Iowa State, where as an All-American linebacker, Blair caught the eye of Bud Grant.
That was huge. I mean, for me, that was my dream, just to make the NFL.
Great athleticism. And it's too bad that he didn't play on some of our better teams. He would have been not only a Ring of Honor recipient, but he'd been a Hall of Fame candidate, too.
You know, I hurt my knee my senior year, and I had to come back again. And he said, well, the others didn't want me to draft you, but I wanted you. That is something in a coach that he knows something is good about a player. And most of the time, your true coaches can make the right move.
The Vikings would select Blair in the second round of the NFL draft, 51st overall.
When I was picked, I got the phone call, and they said, are you interested in coming to the Vikings? I said, yes. So earlier they called him back and said, okay, we picked you. I said, oh, awesome, this is great. At that time, I had a German Shepherd. I said, let's go down to Hardee's. And so I bought him two burgers, and I got a burger, and we celebrated.
Blair was a stellar athlete and simply excelled in a 12-year NFL career, all with the Vikings.
I didn't know I was going to be drafted by the Vikings. But then when I got there, and you have your Fran Tarkenton, you know, you have the Chuck Foremans, you have Mick Tinglehoff, and the offensive people were great, but the defense, the Purple People Eaters, oh, man. The Marshall, the Larson, the Ellers, the Page, those guys. And the thing they always said is, we'll meet you at the quarterback when it was third down, you know, and they knew they're going to pass the ball. And all I wanted to do is just give them my best position, best play, every play. And it was just, you know, phenomenal to play as a rookie and start as a rookie with those guys.
He was named to the All-Rookie team, was an All-Pro in 1980, played in six consecutive Pro Bowls and two Super Bowls. He played 160 games and has tallied 1,452 career tackles, good for second most in team history. He holds team records with 23 sacks and 16 interceptions as a linebacker. But most notably, he holds the team record with 20 career blocked kicks.
In junior college, my basketball coach brought me on, gave me the other half of the scholarship. That helped me later on when I was blocking kicks. People asked me, you know, what were you good at? I said, well, blocking kicks, interceptions for linebackers. I mean, it was just something in making tackles, and I love to make tackles. I love to hit people. I just love to hit them, you know, bring them down. And we had some great, you know, running backs back then. And as a matter of fact, I asked Coach Armstrong, can I be on the goal line? I asked him. He said, you want to play that position? I said, yeah, I want to play that position. And he put me back there, and I just loved it. And when they would jump over the top, I'd jump with them. And I'd try to hit them, knock them out. But again, you want to win, and you got to do your job.
While he may be known best for his blocks, Blair was also known as a leader. He came into the league at the height of the Purple People Eaters, learning from them and other Viking stars.
Eller, he's on my side, left side. And then you got Larson, and then you got Page, and then you got Mr. Marshall, the man. And I guess it didn't really sink in until you're out there playing and how good they were.
Matt was, to me, one of the best linebackers that played in the game. I looked at him as like he was a defensive end, you know, because he had that kind of forcefulness about him. Very smart player. I mean, he had the range, had great hands. He had everything that you need to be a superior linebacker in the National Football League.
When it came his time to lead, Blair used that knowledge to mentor the young players.
I just try to show them. Just show them, this is the way you do it, guys. And I'll never forget, we're playing Chicago Bears in Chicago. And there's a picture of me pointing back like this. And I was talking to John Turner. He just said, just come in. And I said, John, watch the post pattern. And the play came in, it was a post pattern. And to this day, we laugh at it because he knocked it down. He says, how'd you know that? I said, don't you study your scouting report? Matter of fact, that day, didn't I see you throw it in the locker? And you didn't take it home with you on Wednesday and Thursday? He says, yeah. Well, I said, take it home next time and study it, and then you'll know what the patterns are.
Off the field, Blair has been as important as he was on the field. He has been active in the community since day one and is still active to this day, something that was instilled in him at a young age.
I think it comes from the family that I grew up with. My brothers, my sister, and my mom and dad bringing us into this world, and my mom and dad trying to teach us the right way to live. In my rookie year, Carl Eller told me there's a company called Multiple Sclerosis, and they need somebody to help them out with a reading event. I want you to go down and do that. And so I said, okay, I'll go check them out. And I went down there, I checked them out. From that point on, I think that opened the door for me on a side where I can help other people. And it just exploded.
Throughout his life, Blair has had an interest in photography. So much so that he is seldom seen without a camera in hand.
I think the art of photography is what your eyes see. And as you're driving, or you're walking, or you're riding a bike, and you see something, and it flashes in your brain real quick, through your eyes, through the brain, and you'll say to yourself, oh, that's a good shot, good angle. And I think the angle of the photo is where it really pays off when you see something that's just perfect.
No matter what Blair is doing, his goal is to be the best. Matt has accomplished that goal as a football player, a community man, and as a photographer.
Well, I think Matt Blair really truly deserves the Ring of Honor for the Vikings. Matt was a great athlete, physical specimen. He could run, he could jump, he could do everything.
Well, it's just an honor to be a part of a ring of guys that were outstanding in the NFL and for the Vikings. And just to be a part of it, it's humbling.
Being inducted into the Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor is the highest honor that can be bestowed upon a Viking. It recognizes the best of the best. These Vikings alumni are part of our community, our history, and will live forever in the hearts of our fans. This weekend's induction of Matt Blair further strengthens the rich and glorious tradition of the Minnesota Vikings franchise. Congratulations, Matt, and welcome to the Ring of Honor.